Director Alan Parker has kept busy lately making political dramas like Mississippi Burning and Come See the Paradise. But he's always had a passion for musicals, from Bugsy Malone, his first feature, to Fame, his biggest hit. Parker's new movie, The Commitments, is about an Irish rock band. Film critic Stephen Schiff has a review.
It could almost be Fame all over again. Sweet adolescent kids singing in the streets, trading cutesy quips, getting in and out of harmless little scrapes. The dialogue in The Commitments is just as banal as the dialogue in Fame, and the jokes may remind you of some lost episode of the Monkees TV show. And yet, The Commitments has something that saves it from seeming synthetic and manipulative like its predecessors. Call it blarney. This movie gets away with 1,000 aesthetic crimes because its scrappy Irishness is just about irresistible. Alan Parker has a terrific time filming the rubbly streets and bleak alleys of North Dublin, and even though his characters are cardboard, the amateur Irish performers who play them have an almost documentary authenticity. When these kids call each other tossers and wankers and gobshites in their mulligan stew accents, the exoticism of it all really works. The actors aren't up-and-coming thespians like the shiny little creatures who made Fame feel so show-busy. They're mostly fledgling musicians, and some of them, especially the singers, are genuinely skilled. Still, when all is said and done, this movie isn't up to much. It's the story of Jimmy Rabbit, a teen with a dream, played by Robert Arkins. He wants to form and manage a rock group, and not just any rock group. His blueprint for a band called The Commitments becomes clear when he shows his guitarist and bass player a videotape of James Brown screeching his heart out.
That's what you got to measure up to, lads.
Do you not think, maybe we're a little white for that kind of thing?
Do you not get it, lads? The Irish are the blacks of Europe, and Dubliners are the blacks of Ireland, and the Northside Dubliners are the blacks of Dublin. So say it once, say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud.
The plot couldn't be simpler. Jimmy holds auditions, picks his band members, and then it's practice, practice, practice. The band starts out lousy and gets better. And the only question is, will the beautiful music they make on stage keep them together, or will their backstage discord pull them apart? Parker has moments of inspiration, especially in his handling of the band's lead singer, Deco, played by the remarkable 16-year-old Andrew Strong. Strong looks about 35 and has the voice and even the flailing stage presence of a latter-day Joe Cocker. His charisma is the real thing, but instead of making him a hero offstage, Parker turns him into a dim-witted, egomaniacal slob, at once the least attractive character in the movie and the most talented. That's an unusual approach, but Parker doesn't bring much else to the table. His film is all surface, which wouldn't be so bad, except Parker wants to convince us that something deeper and richer is going on here. He seems to be thunderstruck that a gaggle of white underclass kids from the UK should be playing American soul music. But where's he been for the last 30 years or so? Did he miss out on the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, Van Morrison, and 100 other British or Irish groups who made their names doing much the same thing before moving on to something more original? The Commitments never do move on. These guys can rock, but they would never amount to anything more than a pleasant but forgettable bar band. Their soul is borrowed. Unfortunately, so is the movies.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.